RSM Central's Form Express.
It's 11:08, time for the Form Express. Mark Guest's best bet at Warrnambool today, race 8, number 12, Substantial. And Aaron Purcell prepares that horse and he joins us now. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, good morning.
Mate, we'll start off with Substantial a little later on in the program. Are you with Guesty here and share the same amount of confidence?
She's going to run well. She's going really well. Drawn a little bit wide and the 1,100 will probably prefer it was 1,000, but she'll go forward and she'll be in the race for a long way.
Magic Kane goes around in race number 3. What are you thinking there in the maiden?
He's a horse that's probably going to improve as the preparation goes on. Beaten by Americane, I think he will show his best when he gets to 2,000.
Sega Lavaca goes around in race number 5. Linda Meets takes the ride.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's won a race, but he's probably going the best he's been for a while. So even though 1,200 is too short, he should run very competitively.
Jealous Tycoon from an inside gate in race number 6.
Yeah, she probably would have preferred to draw a bit wide. Doesn't really like it crowded up, but the rain in the last few days has definitely helped her. So it doesn't look a very strong race. So yeah, if she gets a bit of luck in running, she'll be fighting out to finish.
And Redelsham in the benchmark 64, race 7 on the card.
First up today, 1,700. So she probably as far as she wants first up, but she's going well and she tries really hard. So she probably lacks a bit of speed, but she's going to be there battling away for sure.
What's your best chance there today, Aaron?
I think Substantial. I think she's fairly quick filly, so she'll go forward and take a lot of running down.
Thanks for that, Aaron. Good luck today.
No problem. Thank you.
There's Aaron Purcell with his runners at Warrnambool. They're racing at Pakenham tonight. Race 8, number 8, Tay Getter is the best there for Ray Huxley at that meeting at Pakenham. And Archie Alexander hopefully will join us a little later on. They're also racing in New South Wales today at Taree, Mikey Velasaris.
They are, mate.
We need probably a little bit of Taree.
We do, but
in your multi.
We're probably going to stay in Victoria and go to war. I mean, you never really ask me for the multi. It's a bit hit and miss. Maybe it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But today you've got to ask me.
Okay.
And I think Substantial, Aaron Purcell, confident. Guesty was super confident. So that just goes in. And then, yeah, we'll find something else for the punters, mate.
Racing at Bathurst as well. Harry White has done the form. Our man, Harry, and he's ready to go. Good morning, Harry.
Gareth, how are you?
Good, thanks, brother. We're going to bounce back at Bathurst today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You've been in okay form. You had a bad day at Sale yesterday, did you?
Oh, well, you've had a bad day. It was Maui, mate.
Oh, Maui, yeah.
I had a shocker at Maui, but I tipped 4 in a row at a Chuka on Monday.
It was tough at Maui, wasn't it, when the rain came?
Oh, yeah, I got a spray on Twitter from some bloke said that I was horrible. I said, I forgot to tip the 100-1 pop in the first. My mistake.
Can you help us back a winner at Bathurst today?
I've got 3 for you. How about that?
All right, mate. Take it away.
All right. Race 3, number 5, My Beezy, resumed in impressive fashion, smashing her rivals at Orange by over 3 lengths on soft going. Prior to a spell, she closed off strongly for 3rd in a race that has produced multiple subsequent winners. She's drawn well, will eat up the extra trip, and of note was a dual acceptor here today, and assume they opted for the easier assignment here. So there's your first one. We'll jump down to race 6, number 7, Diaga. Sean Geimer, the jockey, again, looks very well placed here, finally stepping up to a distance he'd appeared to be screaming out for. Closed off nicely last start when 4th at Goulburn over 1,500 on the back of a solid trial win. He's drawn well, should be in this for a long way. And my best of the day in the lucky last, Gareth, just like you and me, all Hollywood, was only narrowly beaten by Capri Lane on debut, an impressive subsequent winner, and has since gone on herself to smash rivals second up at Dubbo, doing it in easy fashion. Maps for a gun run, should have every chance to notch up the double.
Love your work. What's your very, very best?
My very best is race 8, number 12, All Hollywood. I think she will get us the cash.
Okay, thanks for that, Harry. And your quaddy just quickly?
Yeah, 1-5 in the first leg, 7-4 in the second. We're standing out the 2 in the third and standing out my best in the last number 12. We'll get a good percentage there.
Thanks for that, Harry. Good punting.
Thanks, Gareth.
Archie Alexander's got a good thing, they tell me, at Pakenham tonight, and he joins us now. Good morning, Archie.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Tay Getter looks tough to beat in a race there tonight at Pakenham. I think it's race number 8 on the card. What can you tell us there?
Yeah. So he's obviously had one start, one win in Sydney. He arrived with us. We didn't know much about him, and we gave him one unofficial trial. He trialled well, and then one official trial, which you guys have seen at Cranbourne, which he trialled nicely, and he's come through that really well. We haven't done much of him since, but he's a fit horse. Slight question mark on the ground. We've never had him on a track like that, but I'm not too worried. So even though that would be the only thing, but hopefully he's good enough and he can bring his Sydney form down.
What about Gallic Chieftain over there on the St. Ledger there tomorrow in Sydney? Tommy Berry writes.
Yep, he's in good form. He just narrowly beaten in the Group 1 last start. So you would like to think he's going to be very competitive in a race like this. He's trained on really well. He's had two good weeks up there. Everything's good with him.
And Gamay's been going really well, this three-year-old filly, and she goes around the Ethereal tomorrow over the 2,000 metres at Caulfield.
Yep, she was second in the Oaks trial. I think it's going to be a stronger sort of form line than that. There seem to be a lot of horses coming from the Edward Manifold that looked a good race. So it'll be tough for her, but we're aiming towards the Oaks, so she's going to have to be competitive tomorrow to be a chance in the Oaks, and everything's gone well with her, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
What's your best over the next couple of days, Archie?
It's probably a bit boring, but the one that's short tonight, he's in a small field. He's shown he's got good ability, and at that level, you know, he should be going well.
Enjoy your work, Archie. The best of luck. Thanks for your time on RSN Central.
Thank you.
There's Archie Alexander there. They're racing, of course, in Queensland at Ipswich today. Chris Nelson's done the form. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials?
Well, just two today. It looks a tough day, but I think these two will both win. Race one, number three, Caballo Oscuro, one of Desley Forster's. Only had the three start. Two of them have been in listed grade, and the only other one was in a maiden at the Gold Coast, which it won convincingly. Just looking at its last run was at Doomed in a listed race back in May. It ran 10th, but it was beaten under six lengths. We've had Gemma Scotland, Needor, Written With Ease, California Zimble and Take Tea all win out of that race. So it's a good form line. The one at Doomben trial recently over 8:40 with its head on its chest and ran pretty quick time. So I think it'll be winning here first up. Race one, number three, Caballo Oscuro. And the other one, race four, number seven, Winning Brothers, trained by Matt Dunn, ran on very well after two good trials at its debut here at Ipswich recently. 1,100 metres that day, up to the 1,200 today. Beautiful gate for Michael Carl. I think it'll be winning also. So keen on the two of them. Race one, number three, and race four, number seven.
Quaddy, please.
Yeah, wide quaddy, 4, 7, and 15, the first leg. 2, 3, 4, the second. 1, 2, 3, 4, the third. And 1, 4, 5, and 6, the final leg.
Catch up soon, Chris. Thanks for that.
Will do. Thanks, Gareth.
Big day of racing in South Australia today. The highlight is the Murray Bridge Cup. Mick Huxtable's got some nice chances, and he joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Mick.
Hey, good morning. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. Retrato goes around in race number two in the maiden plate over the mile. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, he'll love the big, spacious track. He missed the start last time in town and got home nicely, so I think the mile's right up his alley.
In race number four, Master of Surprise goes around.
Yeah, I think he's on the up. We applied blinkers to him and his work's picked up a bit. Yeah, he's an each-way chance.
And, of course, in the big one, the Murray Bridge Cup, you saddle up the top weight here, Hussey Bay, that has been racing really well and was a good winner in a benchmark 90 at Morpheville last start. Can you win the Cup today, Mick?
Well, I hope so, but, you know, he's only a little bloke and he's got a big weight to hump, but... he's fine and good in himself. I expect him a big run.
What's your best chance there today?
Oh, I just like Retrato in the second. I think that's a nice race for him.
Can Set the Cruise win race six at Morpheville tomorrow?
Well, I hope so, but, you know, there's probably a lot of others hoping to too. But, no, she's in good nick. She looks $1 million and she's racing well, so... Yeah, she's a good chance.
Well, good luck tomorrow and today, of course, and especially in the Cup there at Murray Bridge with Hussey Bay. Thanks for that, Mick.
Thank you.
There's Mick Huxtable looking at his runners today and tomorrow in South Australia. Nadia Horn's done the form for Murray Bridge today and she joins us. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Garrett. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you like the card today?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a deep card. Of course, we are on Bowling Green of the new Murray Bridge track. It's Cup Day. It's a $100,000 race, so there's plenty of anticipation around about the big meeting today.
Okay, where do we start with your better bets on the program?
I'm keen on race 4, number 1, Angaston. I think the 320 that is on offer represents really good value about a horse who does come off of recent good form when a runner-up last time out at Gawler in a maiden. This looks a winnable maiden up to the 1,400 metres, and I'm expecting to settle somewhat handy. So race 4, number 1, the first of the specials. We then go to race 5. This is a pretty good sprint race, the benchmark 60. And I think number 9, the Trooper, who is around a 550 chance at the moment, gets in pretty well. Now, the horse is fitter for recent racing, went to a career peak last time out when placed at Gawler over a similar type of grade over 1,100 metres, and does have the tactical speed to be right there prominent. Might have to do a little bit of work from the awkward draw, but I'm expecting it to settle handy, lead if not settle second. So it looks hard to beat 2, race 5, number 9. And probably the best bit on the program comes up in the feature sprint of the day, race 7. Number 7, Equal Love, resumes from a break. Philip Stokes put the polish on this horse. Gets a 2-kilo claim too for apprentice Gary Lowe. Should settle handy. Does usually go very well fresh and has got an impeccable record. So I think this should be hard to beat, race 7, number 7. And our quaddie today will go 1-5-8-10 in the first league, 1-7-9 in the second. We'll 1 out the 5 in the third league and come home with runners 1-9, 11-14 and 17.
Okay, thanks for that, Nadi. We'll catch up with you again shortly.
Thank you very much, Gareth.
There's Nadi Horn looking at Murray Bridge there today. And for all of our tipsters, full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Harness racing tonight at Geelong. Craig Rail now joins us to look at that meeting. Good morning, Craig.
Yes, good morning, Gareth. Good morning. All 10 races at Geelong tonight. First event at 6:22. And I like one in the first race. My best bet, race 1, number 8, 4 Lonely Nights for Don Locke and Alex Ashworth. Now, this race over a mile, Valorain, drawn the pole position, is a genuine front-running type, loves to lead over the short trip and should be in front. The 4 Lonely Nights should get a lovely run through on the back of Valorain and use the sprint lane. 4 Lonely Nights has had 2 runs back from a spell, worked home nicely for second at its first run back, and then came from a long way back again for fourth last time. So 2 runs back from a spell, good, should receive the perfect run via the sprint lane and can break through race 1, number 8. And if you're a fan of the short odds, race 5, number 6, Our Millionaire, will be very hard to beat. In its particular event, at Terang, it drew the inside of the second line. The leaders walked for the first 800 metres, and when he was wide trying to make his run, they ran home in 56.4. He did make up ground without really threatening his nods on favourite. Drawn out in the open tonight, I'm sure Kima Frenning will drive aggressively and go forward. And also another one at short odds, if you like to play all ups and parlays, etc. Race 8, number 4, My Sweet Chili Filly, was beaten out of a place as an odds-on favourite at Melton last start. But it was a metropolitan event and there was a big rising class for her. She's back into her normal grade and, importantly, she drops back in distance. She should just sweep to the front and be very hard to beat. So I like race 1, number 8, and then a shorter odds race 5, number 6, and race 8, number 4. And at the quaddies, we start with race number 5, of course. We'll have 6 only, Our Millionaire in the first leg. We play wide in the trot, 1, 4, 5, 7 and 10. Plenty of chances there. Monaro Maro will be probably the one to beat, but she's stepping up in grade a little. Then 3 and 5 in the third leg, Explicit Castle and Perfect Major. I think Explicit Castle will be able to work to the front. And in the last leg, we come home with number 4 only, My Sweet Chili Filly. So the $20 gets 200%, $10 for a full. We play pretty short in the quaddies tonight, Gareth. It looks to be a good card at Geelong.
Thanks for that, Craig. Good punting.
Thank you very much.
There's Craig Rail looking at that meeting at Geelong tonight. Big night of greyhound action. Heats of the Geelong Cup highlighted by the superstar Hooked on Scotch going around. And then at Wentworth Park, greyhounds have a chance to win $1 million and their connections in the $1 million chase. This man's so excited. He's looking forward to heading down to the pub, a few scotches and cokes, and sitting back and enjoying a wonderful night of greyhound action. I speak of our man, Georgie Ferrugia. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you? Beautiful Melbourne day. Looking forward to it. It should be fantastic.
What about the Geelong Cup heats, first of all? What greyhounds are we backing there?
Yeah, look, surprised it hooked on Scotch at $1.35. I actually thought he might have been even a little bit shorter, Gareth. But okay. I know, obviously, Mapunga Isla's in the race. We spoke to Adam Richardson, and she's absolutely flying. There's a little bit of speed run underneath him in Mighty Max Gone. But all things being equal, you think he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. That's not the one we were going to back. I was looking more towards Slingshot Hammer. He's certainly more at a respectable quote at $1.90. Look, I thought he was a little bit unlucky in the $1 million semi-final last week. And I know, as you'd expect in group races like this, he's got some stiff opposition tonight. But I think Slingshot Hammer will be very, very hard to beat at $1.90. The other one for the Rob Camilleri, Deb Coleman team, which isn't ahead of the Geelong Cup, but I think will be hard to beat, is race 11, number 4, Immediate. It went through the $1 million chase series as well and had no luck. It's $1.90 as well. So the two pops we like are just in tomato sauce, but I think if we can multi those two up at Geelong, they will be hard to beat. So good luck to all involved there. And, yeah, can't wait to see what Hooked on Scotch does there at $1.35 quote.
Yeah, well, he should be winning. But sometimes he can miss it, can't he? So $1.35
You're right, and there's speed around him, Gareth. So that's the thing. But, I mean, I like the run into the first corner at Geelong. I think he'll just be too good for them. He had one start there, and he absolutely flew. He's flown everywhere he's gone, but he's known to handle the track, obviously. I think he'll be winning, as he said. So if you want to be game and add that to the multi of the other two, I think we'll have a winning day, that's for sure.
Okay, what about in this $1 million chase? All Mall Over Shimmer Shine at $6.50. Can he do it again?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, look, we're not going to jump off our star now, but the one that I have been keen on for a little while is Good Odds Serrata, and the way he's come up in the box draw, I see no reason to go against him, Gareth. I spoke to Trent, who sent me a text from the tab. He was as much as $31 on August the 12th, Good Odds Serrata. This is during the time when he was running in the National Sprint Series and running some very fast time into 21 on August the 22nd, and then the $6 all in before easing out to $7, and now he is the favourite at around the $3.40 mark. Oh, look, a clear danger, obviously, is Black Opium, the way she began last week. I mean, if she was able to do that again, Gareth, she's going to be hard to beat. What that means for Shimmer Shine to the first corner with Kurt Lee coming down from box 8 as well. The box draw certainly hasn't been kind for Shimmer Shine, who's at the $6.50 mark. Good Odds Serrata is actually $4.80 now. Get It Gizmo is the one they've backed at $4. I'm not going to go off Good Odds Serrata. I think the local boy can carve out some really good splits. If he finds the top, he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. But that run to the first corner, it's important in all these group races, Gareth, but there's so much speed in this race. If he can get to the front, he'll be pretty hard to beat. The only one who's a suspect late would be Kurt Lee for the last 50 metres. I think a greyhound like Black Opium and co could certainly run him down, but if he get out and goes and leads by 3 and 4, he's going to be hard to catch. But we're sticking with Good Odds Serrata, who, as we said, was as much as $31 all in into $4.80 now.
Can't wait for that race tonight there over in Sydney at Wentworth Park. Thanks for that, Georgie.
Thank you, mate.
There's Georgie Ferrugia there looking at the Geelong Cup heats and also that $1 million chase tonight.